I think it was back in 2018, you know, when the first moves were made in relation to the TEN-T project, which of course includes the bridge across the River Swilly. And this is a bit of infrastructure that is badly needed, not alone in Letterkenny, but when you think of the first section there, the bypass, Ballymafaith and all our bypass and the road, and the new four-lane road from the Manor roundabout to Lifford. I suppose, look, the word game-changer is bandied about a lot these days, but this certainly would be a game-changer for the Northwest. And yesterday, the TEN-T planning documents were submitted by Donegal County Council to and commissioned Planla at their offices in Dublin. This process now, the CPOs and the environmental impact study or report will now be published in the local papers on Thursday the 14th of May. That's the EIAR and the CPOs. And look at it, that's a very welcome move for the people in particular who are concerned, the farmers and the landowners and the homeowners, because they've been waiting a long time. There's some homeowners who were aware that they would be losing their homes for the last 7 or 8 years. So this is welcome news for them.
And once those documents are published, then the public will have a chance to have their input heard on this.
There will be a statutory public consultation period, which will start on the 15th of May for a period of 8 weeks. You know, so that will be an important time, and all the documents will be on display in the each public service centre area. That's Letterkenny, Lifford, and Stenalar. And they're also available to view on the Donegal County Council and the Commission Planla website during this period.
There was funding, I suppose, committed to being ring fenced for Donegal last year. So getting the progress like this happening is good to make sure that we do get the funding and that it doesn't lost because of time lapsing.
Well, I suppose, from the point of view of this particular project, this will probably be the biggest outlay of money, spent on any one particular project ever in the county. And we're talking, anything between 900 million and a billion euro. So, look, it is going to be a big outlay. But look at it, something that is badly needed. It's something that will open up the whole Northwest. And, I welcome the progress that has been made. And I have to mention the NRDO office in Donegal Town for the amount of work that they have put in over the years to getting the project to this stage. Damien McDermott and his team have done Trojan work on this, and look, hopefully now it'll get through the planning stage, and that the affected landowners and homeowners will get fair compensation.